the top players and legends to the very best analysts around the world from wherever the beautiful game is played. This is BTP. Now, we're talking football.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we're here with Pedro Mendonça. Of course, he's a coach over in Portugal. And, he wrote a great book that I've been reading. I highly recommend it for all of you to actually be able to delve into this topic a little bit more. It's called Preparing for Competition, The Method of Maurizio Sarri. Pedro, first of all, thank you so much for being on the show. And tell me a little bit more about your career as a coach. I know you have your UEFA badges. I know you all of that. But tell me a little bit more about you as a coach.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity and for asking me to speak to you and for the listeners. My background is related always to football because I play several years in FC Porto, youth teams. And then I go to the university to do my physical education course. Then I start to work in football, and in football, to speak with you, I'm working in every type of teams, from early ages, from 5-6 years until senior. I work in women teams. I work in every environment, professional, semi-professional, amateur. So my passion is for football, and I have opportunity to work in several teams. The teams that maybe the people know more, I work in FC Porto Academy, some years in South Portugal in Algarve, and then I work now in the Real Madrid Foundation. I work to a club in Portugal to make some scouting and observation of analysts of football. I like to watch football, speak about football. So my life is football in several ages and several types of competitions. So is my passion is the football.
Pedro, how did Maurizio Sarri become such, I guess, for lack of a better term, a muse for you in terms of writing your book and all your investigation, all your research? How did you become so interested in him? I mean, he's been one of the most interesting stories in football, or one of them, the past couple of years, and how he's been able to manage Napoli. But tell me how that affinity or that interest towards him became so prevalent to such an extreme that you wrote a book about him.
Yes, my interest in Maurizio Sarri was because I saw every games of, I saw many games of the several teams, the top teams in the world. And when I see Napoli, I feel something inside that give me back the passion for the game. It's like go to the youth and play with friends. When I watch the game of Maurizio Sarri, is a pleasure to see. The feeling that I have is like when Cristiano Ronaldo went to Manchester United and start to play in Manchester United, that with this joy, with this ability to make some show to the people. And I think that for less the results or winning or losing, when we saw Napoli playing, we have the passion for the game. So I was very interested in Maurizio Sarri, and then I searched about him and about his work and about how he works, and I meet his work into the Italian Federation of Football, and that related to me, and I work because of that, because he have the skills to be a great teacher, a great coach, and then what he feel passed to the people, to the fans, to the is a god in Napoli because of the game. He don't win nothing for now. Maybe in next year he'll win.
Maybe in Chelsea.
Yes, now in Chelsea, I think that we're gonna win a lot of things. But without winning, he make the people stay better with themselves. So I think this is most important for me and for the people that watch football.
I mean, one of the things that I liked about your book is the way how you broke down everything in as far as every single phase of play that Napoli had, and how each and every player is important, and how, you know, you emphasize each and one of every one of those positions, and everything sort of came through and made sense through one player, at least for me. Is, and this leads to my question, how important he will be for Chelsea. If you start looking at a player like Jorginho, and, yes, and how important, and every, in a lot of the chapters that you wrote in your book, he ended up becoming such a pivotal player for Napoli, that my question to you is, how do you see him being able to be that player that kind of interprets things for the Chelsea players a little bit better, so they can understand what Sarri's looking to do?
Yes, he's the center point of the field. Every players have this importance, but for Maurizio Sarri, that he don't have so much time to implement his ideas, because he don't have the precision full and have some problems. So he needs a player to pass some things. And I think that Jorginho in the midfield with that position can add the partnership and make the connection between the sectors is very important. But if you have other players, or if you have more time to work, all the players will be important. So I think this 1 month, 2 months, every players will know what to do. And we can see another type of game of Chelsea.
Now, speaking of Chelsea, what is it that the players have to do? Or what do they have to do to change to be able to understand Sarri's system? I mean, because we're talking about two completely different types of play. If you start looking at Conte and you start looking at Sarri and how they're interpreting the game, what is the biggest change that this Chelsea team has to make from a tactical standpoint or from a footballing standpoint overall to really be able to adjust and understand and interpret what Sarri is looking to do on the pitch?
Yes, for the top players, for professional players like Chelsea players, that we will become easy to do what he wants, because they are intelligent, they know what to do, they are very good technical. So what they need is time, is the most important, because we can see in the last match with Manchester City that they have a lot of problems, because when in the precision, the Perth and Inter don't put that problems to the players. So they don't know how to handle with the problems. Like in the second goal, that Rudiger don't make the depth movement to cover the backs of David Luiz. So I think that in this week of training, they are refreshing that problems, and they never gonna be with that problem again, because Maurizio Sarri is a coach that is a teacher. He learns. He likes how to train. He likes to train. He don't like to play. He have a game today in friendly match, and he thinks that it's better to train, because he's a coach. He's a teacher, and with the training. Every week training, what is bad in the last game, what the next game will need. These players of Chelsea, I think that will become able to do what they want, because the top players can do everything, I think.
You talk about training, and that's one of the things that Sarri was known for in Italy, because he wanted to repeat and repeat and repeat,
yes,
and repeat, because of the importance of repetition and players understanding what they need to do. And that was one of the best ways to do it. Tell me a little bit more what you found about Sarri the coach, or Sarri the coach as far as managing players, as far as how he really was able to instill a belief of his system, of his method of working. What did you find out there? I mean, outside of all the tactical aspect, more how he was able to create, you know, a better sense of what the players needed to do, therefore the success that he had with Napoli.
Yes, the great skill of Sarri is make the players have passion for the game. So his model of game, his type of game, his ideas, his philosophy is to have the ball, is to play, is to be offensive. So every players, they are football players. So they like to play football. They like to attack. They like to score. They like to pass. They like to dribble, make some feints. So the players like Sarri instantly, because he's a coach that he have some guidelines, but he have some liberty to the players. They have fun in the training. So Sarri at the same time is very demanding, is very rigid in certain things, the rules of the group. So the players like him because they know that they're gonna have fun, but everything will be do in the right way. Everything will be with rules, with respect. So the players have some great attention and great desire to work with him. In every club, all the players like to work with him. So we'll be instantly, they will love to work with Maurizio
We're here with Pedro Mendonça on Beyond the Pitch, of course. He is the author of the book that you can pretty much find. He'll tell us later on, but you can find it, especially on, online. You'll be able to find it. The name of the book that you start looking for is Preparing for Competition, The Method of Maurizio Sarri. And you're just talking about how they respect him, how they. They like playing for him because he's the type of player or the type of coach that keeps the players involved. What kind of stories, what did you hear about certain relationships that he had with certain players? Was there one that really stood out? You said, oh, this really encapsulates what he was able to do at Napoli especially.
Yes, like Dries Mertens, the Belgian superstar, because he plays a good player, but not so top level, and he plays in the winger. And then Maurizio Sarri needs a player with different characteristics in the middle of the attack. Like maybe now, Eden Hazard maybe can play in the middle if you don't have another striker to come. And then they make believe Dries Mertens that he can be a good top player in the middle of the field with scoring goals, be a false nine with what how we say here. So I think that this is the relation. And with the Albiol, for instance, when Maurizio Sarri arrived to Napoli, he started to work with Albiol. He's a world champion with Spain, the central defender, and sometimes Maurizio Sarri was thinking, what I am saying to Albiol, I am correcting a world champion. I never went to in this league. I'm backing for the second division in Italy or the third division, and I am speaking to a champion of the world how to say, how to pass a ball, how to move. So I think that this is important because he have the ability to make the players learn. And I think that some coaches like to play friendly matches or like to make some 11 against 11 and they play at ease. But Maurizio Sarri, no, he likes to train, he likes to correct, he likes to make. For instance, if a player in this game don't make a good shoot at goal with the left foot, in the next week he will work the repetition of shooting at goal with the left foot. So it's the detail that he works. To improve every week, the players will improve. If the player cannot be the central defender, don't make a good header with a long ball, they will train the good headers. He trains everything. He trains the collective, the sectorial, and the individual. So he have a method that is very good. I think is very good and very developed to the football teams.
Pedro, one thing that, and again, going back, of course, the reference that many people have of Sarri is Napoli, going
Yes.
back to that Napoli team. One thing that really people, I mean, everybody talks about the intricate passing and the way the ball's moved around and everything else. But what really isn't mentioned a great deal is the way that they're able to pressure and corner the opposition in certain instances, how they're able to really prevent them from. If it's a team that plays out of the back, to play out of the back effectively. If it's a team that really wants to start their game in the middle of the pitch, they lose the ball or they have a tendency to win those first balls in the air in a very effective manner. Therefore, it establishes their style of play much easy. How did Sarri work that? Was that something that was done collectively? Did he say, hey, okay, the forward does this, so and so does that, so and so does that, or is it something that he worked all in one position or all in one practice with everyone together in coordinated movements? How did he work that out to really work in such a manner that really put teams really on their back foot from the start?
Yes, Maurizio Sarri is known because the offensive and the attacking, but Maurizio Sarri is a full coach. He's very good in set pieces, offensive and defensive. He's very good in defending. He's very good in attacking. He works everything. He has his game model, his ideas to play. But then every week, he studied the opponent. And in the days previous of the match, he works exclusively what he wants to do in the game. For instance, if the other team play from the back, he will say to the players and train with the players how he wants to put the pressure. If the other teams are very good with long balls and winning the first and then the second, he works exclusively with that team, with the play, and then he divides. Sometimes he trains with the sector of the attack or sector of defending. Then collectively, depends of the opponent and depends what he wants for each match. If he knows that the next opponent is very good in transition from defense to attack, he works much time in the transitions of the attacking to defense. So it depends of the opponent, and his work is very detailed. Every week he works his opponent at limit, because some coaches say, no, most important is my ideas and then we're going to play. No, Maurizio Sarri is important, his ideas, and is very important the opponent, so that in the match everything seems that appears without difficulty. But he works everything to detail, and the players when go to the match know how to do, know what they have to do, so it seems easy, but it's very work. So Maurizio Sarri is a coach that needs time, because he needs to work everything. He needs to, but then after 1-2 months, I think that will be very different, and the players will be more easy with every plans, because now you are putting some things, several things to the players, and it's very difficult at this moment to know everything. So I think that the Maurizio Sarri is a complete coach that works everything, and every week the details is important.
You said complex. Is it complex because of the system, or complex because of how it's always ever changing, obviously, because each week you play a different opponent?
Yes, it's complex because the players need to know at the same time everything that they have to do. So it's very complex, because when I play defending and then one or two players up front make the plays and go out and they do the dribblings alone, is more easy to put, because then don't have interaction with the others. With Maurizio Sarri it's more complex because all the players have interactions. So if one player miss the pass, the other players are with problems. So everything is detailed. It's like a complex geometry. Everything is related. So if one player makes something bad, the other players will feel that, and it's complex because of that, because everything is interconnected.
We're here with Pedro Mendonça here on Beyond the Pitch. Pedro, going back, I guess we can look at several different types of systems throughout history, or footballing concepts, I guess we could say.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about, Rinus Michels, and he talks about Cruyff. Of course, that's the first person that comes to mind that really was benefited because of a system of football. Even more recently, we start looking at Pep when he comes in. We start thinking Xavi, Iniesta, Messi. We look at the system when Pep goes to Bayern Munich, and the players that become most benefited, Philipp Lahm, those types of players that end up being benefited from him. At City, you start to see Kevin De Bruyne becoming benefited, or becoming that reference point for that team. Now at Napoli, you didn't really see that to a certain extent. Maybe, you could make an argument for certain players. You, as I mentioned, Jorginho first, Marek Hamsik, to another extent, and even Dries Mertens as well. Here, at Chelsea, obviously the first name you mentioned was Eden Hazard. Do you see a player maybe like N'Golo Kante being benefited, kind of being in a situation very similar to Jorginho, obviously not as defensive, but do you see a player outside of Eden Hazard becoming that reference of the style of play that Sarri's looking to implement at Chelsea?
Yes, I think that N'Golo Kante is already a star and already is very known. But I think that with the type of game of Maurizio Sarri will be very important, because we saw in the previous match that you don't have the player to apply pressure, the quick player like Kanté. And then with this system, with the game ideas of Sarri, I think that N'Golo Kanté can be a top player. But I think that the other players that will play will be very top players in next months, and the people will say, oh, they are the top, the best team in the world, they are the best players in the world. And but now nobody said that, because in Napoli the players are not so much level like in Chelsea. They are not a top team. You are a good team, but you can be at medium level, medium good. So at Chelsea, with the top team, with top players from the youth academy, with the ability to make some player come. So I think that N'Golo Kanté, Eden Hazard, I think that will be the most benefits from Maurizio Sarri. But like I say, the Sarri system is more a team. It's not an individual thing. So I think that is important, the team and not so the player.
So what do you see? What are you going to see different from this team, from this Chelsea team, compared to last year? Where do you see this team really being different as far as a more transition type of play, higher lines? Where do you see them being like really different? And you say, okay, this is Sarri's team. Definitely, it's
yes,
no longer with the residue, or I guess the leftovers, as tactically I'm speaking, of yes. What Antonio Conte was able to implement during his time there.
No, everything will be different because the system, the play, because they're going to put pressure. They're going to play more up in the field. They're going to play with more passes. They have move the ball faster. They're going to play what one touch every time, maybe. So will be everything will be different, because we'll be a team that want to play. They're going to defend like a team. In set pieces will be everything much different also, because they're going to defend in a zonal marking. They're going to... It will be another type of team, more related to Manchester City and not so much with the previous Chelsea.
Who do you think amongst goalkeepers, and when you start to see Thibaut Courtois and tremendous because of his height, because of his agility for such a big man, do you see him, let's say if he does stay, you know, depending on all the rumors that are flying around, do you see him being able to be that reference point? Because if there was one thing that Pepe Reina did have as goalkeeper at Napoli, was being able to play with his feet very well. Courtois, maybe not so much. Do you see that as an issue, or do you see someone else emerging? I mean, case in point, let's look back at at Manchester City. Joe Hart, not the type of player that can do that. Claudio Bravo did have his limitations. And then you see the emergence of Ederson under the sticks, and he's able to do that, and he's been able to make such a big difference for City from the back. Do you think Courtois can fill in that role just as well, or do you think that that might be something that Sarri will be looking for a possible next season move?
Yes, if he stays, he can be that type of goalkeeper, because they're going to work with that, and I think that Thibaut Courtois have the ability to improve and to develop. Also with the trainings, they're going to participate more in the training with the foot. So every time, if I play more with the foot, I'm going to improve. And then if he can play. But Maurizio Sarri sometimes put the things to help the players. So sometimes the goalkeeper cannot be so very good playing with his feet, because the other players' difficulties life. So when the Courtois have the ball, the other players will be near, so will be easy him to play. Because if we saw the last games of Chelsea, Willy Caballero play well with the foot. So I think that would not be a problem if Courtois stays. The most important thing to the goalkeeper is to defend well the goal. So if he defends well the goal, the other things he's going to develop with no problems.
Pedro, and again, I don't want to be throwing out too many things of the book, but you talked about the fitness aspect, and that was important, but also the mental aspect. You talk about how Sarri would sit down with the players and talk about the mental aspect. Tell me a little bit more about that. Tell me a little bit more about what he was looking to do and, you know, the mental aspect in order to have the physical aspect on point.
Yes, in the mental, he don't want that to go, the players have the conversation with the referee, make some excuses to the losses. So they Sarri tries to put the players learning that they are the main responsible for his life, for his playing. So he tries to put the things in the players. So the player know that if don't win the match, the problem is not the referee. The problem is the player, the team, and they have to work. So it's a progressive development of the mental aspect that he tries to put in the players to develop each day, each training, each session, each week, each game, to develop and don't make some excuses with the others, with the field, with the referee, with the other team. So Sarri tries to put the player in the middle of the action, and the player is the responsible of the improvement. If the player wants to improve, he will improve. If the player don't want to improve, they're gonna be problems with Maurizio Sarri. So I think that the mental aspect from Maurizio Sarri is the most important, is to put the things in the players, in the team, not the others are the responsible for the development.
Pedro, when you start looking at some of the work that Sarri does from a defensive standpoint, you talked about as far as, you know, counter, looking to set up for counterattacks or the scarcity of them. Of course, when I start seeing scarcity and less, I always start heading back to Arrigo Sacchi and the way he trained his Milan teams back in the day with, you know, odd numbered type of situations. You know, you had the defenders, you know, having to play four v three, five v three, in order for them to understand their spacing better. What conceptualizations are there that Sarri did get from people like in Arrigo Sacchi and from others that you did see throughout your investigation of him and throughout your research of your book? Who were his influences? Was it Sacchi? Was it Capello? Was it Rinus Michels? Where did he get a lot of his influences from as a coach?
Yes, the most important is the Arrigo Sacchi work, because when they are defending, they have the concept of the ball discover and ball when the ball is discovered, or when the ball is not discovered. So what this means? If the ball is discovered, it means that the opponent have the ability to put a pass in the back of the defenders. So they have to retreat and protect the space behind these backs. And when they have the ball covered, it means that one player of his team is in front of the opponent, so they don't have to defend the space in the back, so they can be more up in the field. So this concept of Arrigo Sacchi and the movement of the defenders related to each of them and with the ball, for instance, if the right back is one zone of the field, the other defenders know where they have to be. And if the ball goes to other side, they know what they have to be, because they have a zonal notion of the field. So it's all related with Arrigo Sacchi, and the most reference of his work at defensive work. Yes,
I know I sound very boring when I talk defensively, but I'm fascinated with how you have to be so coordinated as a back line. Not even as a back line. Your two back lines, your midfield included, well as your back line, whether it's a back line of three, a back line of four, a back line of five. Yeah, yeah. And nowadays, it's not even that. It's how the team as a collective have to move around in such a way that any little mistake or any lack of movement, therefore, creates the space. That to me fascinates me even more than how teams tend to attack. Where do you see this Chelsea team, the team that's already defensively solid, evolving and really helping that defensive aspect of the game become an even more powerful offensive weapon, if you will?
Yeah, last season, the defensive is not solid. because Maurizio Sarri wants to defend up in the field. When we defend back in the field, it's more easy because we put players and then the spaces are covered. So it's good to defend, but it's not the type of play that Maurizio Sarri wants to implement. So it's more difficult to implement these defensive ideas because they're going to let more space to the other team. But for instance, in this game with Manchester City, they suffered two goals. The first goal was a problem of Ross Barkley that don't have covered the midfielders in the middle of the field. The second problem was Rudiger that don't go with Aguero when the pass was made by Bernardo Silva. So they're going to correct this, and in the next games, they never will suffer a goal like this. So they're going to improve. And this will be with training, with synchronization, with this. They're going to know what they have to do, or what are the spaces that, and the complements that they have to do.
And let's be honest, if he's able to, you know, if he's able to win the Premier League this coming year, nobody's going to remember what happened in the Community Shield back in August of 2018. Yeah. I mean, we know that for a fact, because it's the present, if you want to just look based on results. But final question, and I want to thank you so much, Pedro, for being on the show. What is going to be the toughest lesson for Sarri to be able to, number one, implement, and number two, learn from a league as vertical, a league as pacey, a league as quick moving with the football as the Premier League? Where do you see some of his biggest virtues, but where do you also see some of the defects of Sarri as a coach, or Sarri as a tactician, in a league that tends to be a lot faster moving, if you will?
Oh, I think maybe that not as effective, gonna love, but love faster the, moving than the, pre- than City, the Premier League. And we know that in Premier League there are several teams with a lot of good players. It's difficult to win. Every team are very good. Mm-hmm. They have the top teams that are Manchester United, Manchester City, Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea, Tottenham, and the other teams are very good also. So every game will be a difficult game. But Sarri likes to play with the rhythm, with a good play, with the offensive, because he likes to make some vertical. He plays vertical also, but he plays vertical on the ground. So he's gonna adapt very well to the English system. And the only problem is with the players. If some players don't have the motivation to do what he wants, maybe he have some problems in the beginning. But then with them fixing and maybe putting another player back, maybe I think that most problem is the players believe that it's possible to do what he wants in the beginning, and then when they have results will be very good to watch.
Pedro, thank you so much for being on the show. Where can people contact you?
Thank
where
you
can
for the
find
invitation.
Your book? And of course, the name of the book is Preparing for Competition, The Method of Maurizio Sarri.
Yes, they can follow me in the Twitter or in Facebook, and maybe they can go to the Football Coaches Lyceum. It's a page that I have, that I create, so they can watch them and they can search in the web and they're going to find it. And I think they're going to like it, because all over the world, the people are saying very good of the book, from Africa, from Asia, from United States, from Europe. So I think that is a very good book, and the people are liking. And maybe if Maurizio Sarri will have more success, it's better.
I hope so, for your sake and yes. For his too. Where can people find your
and
book?
For the football, I think it will be very good for the football, for the beautiful football, if he has success in the Premier League.
I totally agree with you on that. Where can people find your book?
Yes, it's available online, so the people can go to the Football Coaches Lyceum, in the web, and they can find it.
Oh, okay. Football Coaches Lyceum. That'll be the place where you can find.
Yes.
Maurizio Sarri's book. Pedro Mendoza's book on Maurizio Sarri, Preparing for Competition, The Method of Maurizio Sarri. So, Pedro, thank you again so much. It was a pleasure, and I look forward to speaking to you in the future.
Okay, thank you, and I wish you good luck, and thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for your work.
Thank you very much. Take care.